Ready? No better way to get ready for Hanukkah than to do what we're doing right now. We're going to learn some of the halachas. There's a question that Sfas Emes asks. It's going to be halacha, but one or two sprinklings of machshava, not too much. But the Sfas Emes asks that we know the 3-4 daftim about Hanukkah are in Masech HaShabbos in the second parak. They have a whole daft all about the halachas of Hadlaka and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and where you're supposed to light, and when you're supposed to light. And then, after a whole amud of that, I'm going to have Chaf Aleph and Beis, my Hanukkah. Then we ask, my Hanukkah, and we go through the story. Shouldn't that be at the beginning? Yes, that's Sfas Emes. At the beginning of the story, say, my Hanukkah, and then you get into it. So there are many answers given to this question. I don't remember which one the Sfas Emes gives. So one answer is that even if you've spent many hours doing Hanukkah, you're in the middle already, you haven't even scratched the surface. You can still ask my Hanukkah. What we still haven't gotten to the essence of Hanukkah. Now, my Hanukkah, even after the many hours and everything that we've studied. One. Another suggestion is that the way to prepare my Hanukkah, what's before my Hanukkah? Hilchos Hanukkah. So the way to get ready for Hanukkah is by studying the halachas of Hanukkah. And that's what we will try to do over the next couple of minutes, going through, again, not all the halachas, but just the ones that are most practical and relevant. Again, if there's any other questions afterwards, feel free to ask. But I've already gotten, over the past, the most common Shilas WhatsApps over the past 3-4 days from Talmidim, where I'm sleeping here, I'm eating there, and I'm going to a party, and I'm not going to get back until, when do I light, and when do I... So we'll have to see. We'll come to those situations. Beis Hashem. Good. So we'll go through the order based on the Shulchan Aruch, Taf Reish Ayin, where the Shulchan Aruch tells us the background of Hanukkah. Chafei v'Kislev, Shmona Semeya Hanukkah. Tonight starts the 8 days of Hanukkah. Asurin, Behesped, v'Tainis. One is not allowed to fast, one is not allowed to have a Hesped, right? These are one of the 2 days that are left over. Daf Yomi just did this a couple of weeks ago. From Megillas Titus, the list of days that they had in the days of the Beis HaMikdash that they weren't allowed to fast. So there's only 2 days left. 2 days left from those days that were all batel, and that is Hanukkah and Purim. So there's the 8-day celebration, and the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ribui haseudos shemarben behemim sudas harishus shelo kavim lemishul lesimcha." Hanukkah, as we know, different than Purim, has no chiyuv seuda. There's a minhag to eat certain foods, but there is no chiyuv seuda. Right? There's just a chiyuv of lighting candles. And chiyuv of saying Hallel, as we'll see. So why is that? So many quote the Lavush, early, right after the Ramah. Lavush tells us famously that the celebration that was enacted is parallel to the danger that preceded it. Purim, they wanted to kill us physically, and that's why Chazal instituted a physical celebration. There's a chiyuv Seuda. Hanukkah was more about the spiritual destruction of the Jews, and therefore, what was Mesukan was spiritual, lighting candles, right? Not a chiyuv seuda. And Shlomo Zalman adds on to that, that's why, how do we end each of the Al-Anisims of Purim and Hanukkah? How do we end the Al-Anisim of Purim? V'salo oso ezban avala'etz, period. They hanged Haman and his sons. Because what was the purpose of Haman? And to kill us. So we end the Al-Anisim by, he was killed. Mida k'neged mida. What did the Yavanim want to do? How do we end? Hiligu neir l'chazuk ha'shecha v'kav v'shmonis mei chanukah elu l'hodus l'hal l'shem chagadol. They wanted to destroy Judaism. And what do we end the Al-Anisim with? We end that we expanded Judaism. We made extra holidays and extra halachas and more days of halal and more days of mitzvos. So exactly it was, but again, it's all this the spiritual, the same idea as Purim versus Hanukkah. So there is no chiyuv seuda. But the Ramah adds, "V'ish orim sheis ksas mitzvah b'ribi sudas." There's a ksas mitzvah to be marbe b'suda because there was the Chanukah Samizbeach during these days, and for sure, the Mefarshim explained, if there's Torah, if there's Shirei Simcha of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes it into a sudas mitzvah. Another of Shlomo Zalman, fascinating. Shlomo Zalman notes, why is there a minhag to eat sufganiyot? It's not just because of the oil, but Shlomo Zalman says that. There is one item that is mentioned in Al Hamichya that is not mentioned in benching. But Al Hamichya is called Bracha Me'ein Shalosh. So it's kind of a summary of benching. But there's one element in Al Hamichya that's not in benching. V'yal Mizbechecha. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman says maybe that's why the minhag came to eat something mizonos, not just because of oil, but you know, because we want to mention the mizbeach. There was the Chanukah and mizbeach again. We started bringing the korbanos again, so that's why dafka ala michya takes the place of birchas hamazon on Chanukah. Right? And that's why if you forget ala nisim, there wouldn't be one wouldn't have to repeat. So remind me to talk about the benching a little bit later. The Bir Alacha quotes here that it's a day of Zmiros, the Sishbachos, but we have to make sure that the Simcha is Simcha Shel Mitzvah, Simcha Shel Torah, and not just Simcha Shel parties. What do? They're Marbim Bischoka Kartin. They play cards. Right, all the poskim talk about the gambling. Sugi and Arachaim is right here in Chanukah. That's what they talk about it. Right, in your day, that's what to talk about. But that's where the discussion is right here in Hilchos Chanukah, that we have to make sure that we remember what the day is about. Obviously, Talmud Torah, and as much as we could do, in terms of the spiritual essence of the day, that's what they wanted to remove. Okay, Tafresh Ayin Aleph. Seder Halakas Ner Chanukah Makam Anachasa. So, lighting. So, Tzorak Li Zarma Od, one has to be very careful with Halakas Ner Chanukah. Afilu Ani, Amasparis Benatzaka, even an Ani. Even in Ani, Shol Mokher Ksuso, you have to sell the shirt off your back to get Chanukah candles. Well, Mefarshim wonder, you know, usually there are maximum amounts of money you have to spend on a mitzvah. You don't have to sell the shirt off your back for an esrog. You don't have an esrog, you have enough money, okay, Onis Rachmana Patre. Right, the Onis makes you putter. Why do you have to sell the shirt off your back for a Halakas Neiris Chanukah? So the Avnei Nezer explains in a tshuva that a mitzvah that is result-oriented, you don't say Onis Rachmana Patre. If it's all about achieving a result, the three mitzvahs of Persume Nisa are about achieving a result. And therefore, if I wasn't... Okay, I'll give you the credit as if you did it. I didn't do it. So says the Avnei Nezer that by the mitzvahs of Persume Nisa, which are Dalet Kosos and Mikra Megillah and Avakas Neiris Chanukah, you have to sell the shirt off your back because they're a mitzvah that has to achieve a result of Persume Nisa. And therefore, no matter what, I have to do what I can to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. Kama Neiris Malik, so how many Neiris? So we know the discussion, the three levels of lighting in the Gemara. What's fascinating is that the Gemara does not, the Gemara gives the three levels, but the Shulchan Aruch does not quote the three levels. The Shulchan Aruch just has the third level. Kama Neiris Malik, as if, you know, that's not even an option. We know if you can only get one, you can only get one. But Kamenir is Malik, Belaila, Risha, Malik, Echad, Mikan, Ve'elach, Mosav, Olech, Echad, B'chol, Laila. Right? 1 to 8, we pass in like base Hillel, Ashe, Belal, Achron, Yiyu, Shmona. The Afilu, Imrabim, B'nei, Abayez, Lo, Yadliku, Yoser. The Shulchan Aruch says, even if there are more, you don't light more. That is Shitas Tosfos. Tosfos says that Mahajim and a Mahajrin is taken into account the knights, but not the family. Remember the three levels in the Gemara. Number one is Ner Shubesa, one candle per house. The second level is Ner L'Chalechad V'Echad, one candle per family member per night, which means the five people in the family, the first night you light five, second night you light five, third night you light five. And then the third level, Mahajim and Mahajim, is you go up one. So is that going up one also family members, going back on stage two, or going back to stage one? That's a Machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam, which maybe you'll talk about in Ian Shir. But here, as the Ber Hayte points out, it's flipped than it usually is. The Shulchan Aruch here passes like Tosfos, and the Rambam passes like the Rambam. So it's unusual. Not the only time, but pretty unusual in Halacha. The Sfardim, as we know, passes like Tosfos, one menorah per family. And therefore, Sfardim generally grow up not lighting Neiris Chanukah, unless they're away somewhere. Even if they are away somewhere, their father lights for them at home till they get married. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. But the Rama quotes the Rambam that no, everybody lights the candles. Maybe not exactly like the Rambam, but the Rambam says more candles. Yeshurun to kol echam yevnei abayis yalek v'chein haminog hapashud, and that is the minog. So where do we light? So first of all, the Rama says we have Chanukiyot today, so it's not an issue. We just light in a row in the Chanukiah. Rama says, don't light in a semicircle, light in a row. Okay, that's what we do. But where do we put it? So the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, Ner Chanukah Malnicho Al Pesach Asamach Loshes Rabin Mi Bachutz. Put it by the door on the outside of the door, opposite the mezuzah. Fine. And that's what is done. I never did that in my life before I moved to Eretz Yisrael. You know, it's not the minigan chutz la'aretz as much to light in that ideal spot, but that's the ultimate spot to light. And you'll see in this country, many people do that. Pesach Bazuch L'Rosh Hashanah Rabim. What happens if you have a house that goes into a yard and the yard goes into the outside? So that's a discussion in the poskim, the Briska Rav, Chazonish, but the minhag is to light at by the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So there's some communities, some in Beit Shemesh, that you know, there's front yards and then there's another gate to get to the street. So many people have chairs set up there and you light the menorah, light the Chanukiah on the chair right next to the street because it's not Dafka Beso, it's the place that goes to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And therefore, that is where one lights. We know the Gemara says Beshasa Sakana because there was danger. What does it mean, danger? Was it enemies? Was it weather danger that it was going to go out? We started lighting inside, and that's how Hanukkah candles took on a whole different added nature of its own in terms of who the Pirsumei Nisa is for, not only for the outdoors, but also for one's own family, oneself. And therefore, that is what is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a mystery why many have not gone back to the Ikar Adin, if there's no more Sakana today. But either way, the Minhag for many is still to light, not at the door, but to light in a public area. Well, in a public area, that's the same idea. And especially in a place like a yeshiva or anywhere else, you light in a public area, but it has to be balanced with safety. And therefore, you light it not in the room, but outside the room. But if you could get both, you know, you could get in the hallway, outside the door, that's great, because people see it. Is that where people have things set up, outside the door? In the front?
By the glass.
The front. Okay, so that's safety, so that's fine. People walk by there, you'll see it, and that is fine. In a hotel, you have the same question. Where do you light? For safety reasons, you have to light in the lobby. Light in the lobby, which, you know, is, you know, which works. Again, it's not exactly the same as Shabbos candles, but that's what people do, and you sit there and you enjoy the candles, and that is the, in terms of the placement of the, in terms of the placement of the lighting. We know the Shulchan Aruch quotes here, elsewhere as well, the idea of having a shamash. We know the halacha is, there's an iser to get benefit from the Neiros Chanukah. Machlokas Rishonim, why that is? Is it just Bizui Mitzvah? Some say it's based on the connection to the Beis HaMikdash, but Lamaisa, right, we say it in one of the oldest songs that we know of, Haneiros Halalu. That goes back a long time, before the Mishnayos, Maseches Sofrim. Haneiros Halalu, we should take that song seriously. Because it's besides the songs that come from the Torah, but there aren't too many other older songs. So in Haneiros Halalu, we say, Ve'en lanu rishus l'shamesh b'hem el l'rosim b'vad. Right, there's no, you're not allowed to get hana'ah from them, because that was the takana. Takana was not to get hana'ah from them, just to look at them. So looking at them and being inspired by them, like the Hasidic masters talk about staring at the candles for a certain amount of time after, that's not called hana'ah from the candles. That's allowed. Hana'ah, enjoying the mitzvah, looking at the candles, that's mutter. It just means like you can't read next to the candles, or learn, or count money, or use the candle light. And in the days of old, it was much more lamaisa in terms of they didn't have electricity, so they had candles. You had to make sure you have other candles in the room. That's where the Minhag of Shamash started. There might be more, importance to the Shamash today, but that's what we have. Mitzvah anicha b'tevach hasalmach lepesach esmol. You put it on the doorway, so you have the mezuzah on one side and the menorah on the other side. There is a beautiful thought just to mention one of our machshava that I heard I saw many years ago. From Rabbi Blech, who is the Rabbi Emeritus of the Young Israel of Oceanside, many, many years ago. I read this from him. He says, right, the Gemara says that you should be surrounded by mitzvos, right? The mezuzah and the chanukiah surrounded. It's not just surrounded by mitzvos. There's an importance, dafka, to the mezuzah being on the right side when you go in, and the chanukiah, what it's called in this country, the menorah, on the right side going out. Why? Because it's easier sometimes for Jews to be a Jew in their own private house. I can be a Jew here, I'll eat kosher here, I'll do that. When I go out, I have to fit in. I have to like be like everybody else. And then sometimes people have the opposite. Outside, it's fine. When everybody's watching, you know, I'm not going to do anything wrong when everybody's watching. When I come inside, nobody's watching, I can do whatever I want. So when I come inside the house, the mezuzah reminds me somebody's always watching. Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always there. Don't leave your Judaism outside. The mezuzah is on the right side going in. And on going out, when we want to go out, what do Yevanim want to do? Be like us. We're all one big happy family. You could have your mikdash, but there's no such thing as spirituality. Just join us. So don't leave your Judaism outside. The Menorah reminds us that we were victorious over the Chachmas Yevani of joining and being like everybody else outside. So when we go out, the Menorah, the Chanukiah is on the outside. It's on the right side to remind us of that. Okay, so that's in terms of the placement. The best is between 3 and 10 tfachim, which is pretty low. Right, 10 tfachim is about 32 inches, about a meter, so do a little low, like even this table is probably about that the height, but again, it's maybe just a bit. About, either way, you could do up to 20 amos, as we know. Put it in a place which could be seen, which is normally seen by as many people as one can, and the 20 amos go by the floor of where you are, meaning if you're in an apartment building, and the window is going to be above 20 amos from the ground, but that's okay, because it's not 20 amos from where you're standing, and maybe it could be seen by, you know, other people. I remember before Aliyah, driving back from YU, used to pass, these are the earlier days, I lived in Brooklyn, so you drive back down the past the Lower East Side, and there are all these buildings there, where Moshe Feinstein used to live, and you see in the windows, you see all the Chanukiyot. You see all the Chanukiyot in the high buildings. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that's in terms of placement of the Chanukiyah. Let's continue. What else can we talk about? Menorah in shul, that's a big topic, but that is the minhag of Klal Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch says you light a menorah, a Chanukiah, in the shul, and you make a bracha, which is fascinating because usually the Shulchan Aruch says you don't make a bracha on a minhag. Sfaradim do not make a bracha on Hallel, on Rosh Chodesh. Sfaradim don't make a bracha if you're not chayiv in the mitzvah. So this is an interesting case where the Shulchan Aruch says you make a bracha even on the even though it's a minhag. Again, that's much discussed by the posk. Okay, Zman Avakas Ner Chanukah, the best time for lighting. This is a mystery. The Gemara uses a very unusual word. Misha Tishka Hachama. So what does that mean? Misha Tit, does that mean Shkia? Does that mean after Shkia? Misha Tishka. Not clear. And then the Gemara continues and says, Achetech L'Regam Anashuk. Until people stop walking around outside. So, what's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara has two dais. Is that telling us about when you're supposed to light or how long it's supposed to be lit for? So we're machmer l'chadachila for both. So first, let's talk about when's the earliest time to light. So the earliest time you can light and biyotzi is plaga mincha. That's the earliest time to light, which is what we use that on Erev Shabbos. We use that on Erev Shabbos because we all have to light before Shkia. So we use on Erev Shabbos, we like to plaga mincha, but again, the candles have to be longer those days because it has to last for half an hour at least after Shkia, or even later than that. The Mishnah Berurah says, 50 minutes after Shkia. But anyway, that's we light from Plaga Mincha on Fridays. Let's say somebody is going to the airport. Maybe not anymore, but as of last night. But let's say you go to the airport. They're not going to be around later on a weekday. So you can light after Plaga Mincha as long as you light. It's long enough as enough fuel to light half an hour into the night. But that's the earliest. When's the best time? So it depends who you ask. Tosfos and the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Gra. So there are those, once you follow their family custom or the yeshiva custom, there are those, the Gra says, Shkia. Shkia, Mishadishka means Shkia. Therefore you light at Shkia, and the many in Yerushalayim light, follow the minhag of Gra, to light right by Shkia. The minhag of many is to light a little later, Misha Tishka means closer to Tzeis. Therefore, the Chazanish writes about 20-25 minutes after Shkia, which is just about both. It's enough close to Shkia, enough close to Tzeis. So that's the best time to light, and that's what many light. But again, once you follow whatever the minhag is, they're both valid approaches and minhagim for lighting. How long does it have to last? So that's. We're machmir to assume, like that day in the Gemara, that's telling you the length of time. Misha Tishka, Achetech L'Regam Anashuk, we assume it's about half an hour, which means the tiny little colorful candles are not good enough because those don't light for half an hour, especially when they're next to other Chanukiyot. It burns. It's even hotter, so it burns even faster. So one should have either the tall, colorful ones, thicker, or oil, which all the oil ones generally are going to burn for longer amounts of time. Good. So that's the earliest. What about the latest time to light? When's the latest time to light? So the Gemara says, Achetech L'Regam Anashuk. So the Rambam himself says, that's the latest time to light. Achetech L'Regam Anashuk. Until the people start, which is half an hour after. So So what do you do if you want to hold like the Rambam? So maybe the Rambam, you know, would say you have to light then. But there are many svaras to say that even maybe the Rambam today would say you could light later. Number one, maybe we don't pass like the Rambam, other Rishonim say you could light later. B, maybe Techla Recha Menashuk has expanded nowadays. Because people are up much later and out much later in the days of old, after the sun went down, you were home. And therefore, you know, this, but nowadays people are out much later, and therefore many poskim say Techla Recha Menashuk is at least till 10 in yeshiva, I don't know, till 1:32, whatever it might be, but that is what they say a famous story that the Brisker Rav, they say, ask Mr. Rav, you know, when is Techla Recha Menashuk? He's like, well, when's the last movie down the street? They're like, what do you care about the movies? There's going to be movies that night, down the street. He's like, when's the last movie? That's Techla Recha Menashuk. When the last movie finishes and people walk out, that's Techla Recha Menashuk. That's what the... So again, it's a little flexible. There's another heter, and that is, it could be that once we started lighting indoors, the whole Persumei Nisa idea is not so much for the outside, but even for those who are inside, for one's family members, or for yourself. And therefore, we generally assume that no matter how late you get back, you can light Hanukkah candles. You should try not to light so late. Try to get back at a normal time. And if you're not, then you can make a shliach. If the husband's going to be late, if the wife's going to be late. But then we try to light, you know, when we can. But if somebody's going to be back at a normal, somewhat of a normal hour, we'd say to light then. There is a discussion in the postgame. Do I have to wake up a family member if I'm the only one awake? I got back at 12:30 at night, and the family's sleeping. So the Mishnah Berurah says, yes, wake him up. Got to wake somebody up, pursue my nisa for the family. But the many, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe and Rav Osner all say that you could also be yotzi the pursue my nisa for yourself, and therefore one wouldn't have to wake up your roommate or wake anybody else up to see the candles. We generally, because we if somebody's lighting at Seis, then you daven Meir first. Tadir Sheino Tadir and Kriya Shema Daraisa. So for those two reasons, if one has the later minhag to light at Seis, then first you'll do Ma'ariv, and then Hagvaka, unless you're in a place where there's a kfius for when Ma'ariv is and when Mincha is, so then one would be able to do it later. Okay, that's in terms of that. Whenever you're going to light, prepare everything beforehand, right? You don't have to like start preparing the Chanukiah. You can prepare it during the break every day, if it works. Yeah?
So, obviously, when we're in yeshiva, we're going to follow the yeshiva's minhag, which seems to be Shia. But if our minhag from home is that we light at Seis during the days that we're not yeshiva,
that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
Or should we stay consistent?
I don't think you have to be consistent in this regard. This is your family customs. This is what you're always going to do. So it's fine. It's okay. Okay. If somebody is, this is one of the questions. I'm going to be at a family Hanukkah party. Am I allowed to eat? Because we're not supposed to eat before we do a mitzvah. It tastes a little bit. I'm not going to get home until later. So what do I do? So again, if you're going to be home beforehand and you can light before you go, that's best. If you can be home, but so sometimes it's just not, I'm going to be out and then I'm going to be at the Hanukkah party, I'm not going to get back. So if you're going to get back at a normal hour, which basically means, nowadays before 10, 11 o'clock, if you can get back for a normal hour, I would say set an alarm on your phone. Set two alarms on your phone so you won't forget when you get to where you're going and you'd be able to partake of the party. When you're going, because the whole chash is maybe you'll forget, but here you're just not in a place and you're planning to light later. So I would say set an alarm on the phone and then you're able to partake of the of wherever you are. So that comes up again all the time. Good. Tafrei Shayin Gimel, what to use? The best to use is oil, Shemen Zayis, Mitzvah Mena Mufchar. If one doesn't have, then candles are fine too. Candles are fine lechachila. That's what one has. If the candles, right? The Shulchan Aruch mentions the Shamash again, and the Shulchan Aruch here quotes Hadlaka Ose Mitzvah. Hadlaka Ose Mitzvah. Tashrei Shayin Gimel Base. What is Hadlaka Ose Mitzvah? That means all the conditions for the mitzvah have to be existent when I light. I have to light it in the spot where I want to light it. I have to have enough oil in there when I light it. I have to make sure it's not in a, let's say I'm lighting it and the window's open, it's very windy, and after I light it, I close the window? You can close the window before you light it. Because it shouldn't be in a place where it's going to blow out. That's why sometimes I have this contraption where I light outside, so when you light, you have to open it a little bit. If you open it the whole way, so I try not to open it the whole way when I light, because then in that situation, the wind would come. So you open it a little bit, as much as you need to light, so hadlaka osa mitzvah. works. If it goes out, if I had all the conditions, and it goes out anyway for some unexpected reason, so me'ikra din we paskin kafsa ein zakat la. You do not have to relight it. We relight it. We relight it just to because it's a mitzvah and we do it. But one wouldn't make a bracha, and we relight it. Good. The halakha me'ikra din is malikin miner chanukah miner chanukah. Right, if one of the candles go out, you could use one to light the other one. That's not our minug. We always just get another shamash. Use somebody else's shamash, because each one of them does have kedusha. The minug is not to light from one to the other, even though me'ikra din, madlikin miner l'ner, because they're all neiros shel mitzvah. Who's chayiv in neiros Chanukah? So we know. Men, women, and children. Well, maybe not women. Maybe yes, women. This is one of the afinoi bosuanesis, right? So this is one of the three. So you would think it's obvious. Shulchan Aruch says, Isha Madlekas Ner Chanukah, Shavi Chayev Ezba. There is an interesting discussion in the Achronim, they quote the Sefer Olas Tamid, that where did the minhag start, so that sometimes married women are yotzei with their husbands lighting. This, again, this depends on the family custom. There are some families, some gedolim I know of, that their wives lit. So whatever the family custom is, I think in most circles, the more prevalent custom is that once a woman gets married, she's yotzei with her husband. But that's the where this comes from is a good kasha, right? The language of the Olas Shmuel, Olas Shmuel. Not also Olas Shmuel is Ishto Kagufo. What does that mean in this context? Ishto Kagufo. Like we usually don't say that, but by mitzvah shebagufo, they're tafel la nashim. Okay, there's a big discussion about where this came from. Lighting outside, the women didn't go outside. Different discussions, but me'ikra din women are obligated in Neiros Chanukah, and if the husband's not going to be home until crazy late, then it could be that the man should make the woman his shliach. It's not like Megillah, where there might be a different mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah and Shmiyas and Megillah. Chanukah is all the same mitzvah. And therefore, definitely a woman can be motzi a man in the lighting. Yeah.
Whenever you said that me'ikra din, you could do Neir L'Neir. Does that include if you took a different candle to light me'Neir L'Neir?
No, it can't have any, can't have a Neir Shel Chol in between. Only Amamish me'Neir L'Neir. If you have like a shamish, then you can't take from the shamish to go from one to the other, because that would be in between. Good. Ofan hadlaka, how we light. So Tov Reish Ayin Vav, we know that tonight we're going to say three brachos. All the other nights we're going to say two brachos. The Birchas HaMitzvah of Lahadlik, and the Brachas HaShevach of Sha'asan Isim and Shehachiyanu. The Ramah paskens that all the brachos are said before the lighting. All your brachos are said before you light, every night. There are those, Rav Salvechik felt, that maybe the first night you got to say them all beforehand. But this other nights, you felt maybe Lahavlik is said before you light the first one, but then the other ones, you want it to be Shevach Vahoda also, which is always as reactionary. So you said maybe after you light the first one, then you say Sha'asa Nisim, and then you continue lighting, so you get both. It's reactionary, and it's also breakfast before the others. Again, once you follow that family custom in terms of the lighting, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, to sing Haneiros Halalu during the lighting of the rest of the candles. So the Ramah says to say the bracha all beforehand, and the Mishnah Berurah says, "Achash hidlik ner rishon shehu ha'ikar omer haneiros halalu, v'yigmar ha'adlakos ba'ot she'omer haneiros halalu." Fine. One might want to sing haneiros halalu all together, and that might not be it. So it's not a chiyuv here. You know, it's all like family time to sing it all together afterwards. So, you know, I usually light last in the house. So that's what the everybody ready to go. We go outside, so we sing it, you know, then. But again, if one, if there's a minute of sing haneiros halalu all together, that's fine. There's no chiyuv, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Good. Yaschil lahalik, which one do we light first? We start with the one all the way to the right, and we're mosif every night. And when we're mosif, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you light the newest candle first. The newest candle. You make the bracha, and you light the hider mitzvah candle. The Vilna Gaon does not like that. The Vilna Gaon says, what are you talking about? This ikar mitzvah and hider mitzvah. Again, there's a lot of lumdus about this. The ikar mitzvah is what you should make the bracha on. So the Gra says, unlike the Shulchan Aruch says, you go to the one that's most left, and then you go to the right. Because you always have to go to the right in halacha. Kol pino shatapona, lo pono derchimin. So you start all the way on the left, and you go to the right. The Gra says, no. You have to light the ikar din. So the Gra says, first you light the all the way to the right one, but then if you have like four left, then you move all the way to the left, and then go to the right with the candles. So you get kol pino shatapona, you pono derchimin, and you light the first one. That's not such a common minug. Generally, the minug is like the Shulchan Aruch. You light the newest one, and then you go from left to right in the candles. But the Mefarshim Achronim say, maybe one should be careful, that often I'm standing in front of my Chanukiah, with my candle, with my hand, and my hand is all the way on the right side. But I'm going to light number 6, which is like almost to the left side in front of me. So when I say the bracha, if you remember, Maker Adin, I should be a little bit to the left of my Chanukiah, so my hand is right in front of the one I'm going to light. So there's no Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvahs issue. I'm not all the way to the right, and then I have to move my hand and go all the way to the left and then light. But Lechatchila, if you remember, to stand a little bit not directly in front of the menorah, and in that way, there's no issue of Ma'avirin Al Hamitzvos. Good. Tafrei Zayin Zayin talks about Achsanoi. Achsanoi. Our minag of Klal Yisrael is not to usually do Achsanoi, meaning the guest. We generally, the minag is to bring your own Chanukiah, bring your own one. You don't have to give any money to anybody. Just bring your own one to light, and that's the minag what one should follow. Again, if one is Sephardi, so then, you know, what? Your father lights at home, and that's your Yotze. But generally, one should bring their own and light in that way. So, but let's talk about Achsanoi a little bit. Going away for Shabbos. Going away for Shabbos. So where do you light? So Friday night, you're going there for Shabbos. That's where you light, wherever you're going for Shabbos. What about Motzi Shabbos? Motzi Shabbos. So where do you light? So if you're staying in that house for a little while, an hour or so, and you're going to eat something there, so then, and you're not going to get back to wherever you're going till late at night, so it's probably better to light where you were for Shabbos. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, you already have a kfias for that place for Shabbos. You've already been there 24 hours, you should light there. Be there even half an hour. But for sure, if you're going to get back much late, if you're leaving right after Shabbos and you're going to where you're going to be for that night, and you'll be there an hour after Shabbos, then you should probably wait and light where you are going on that night. But again, you have to use your head. Again, if you're gonna be there, I had a Talmud that just WhatsApped me last night. He's in yeshiva, but he's going home for the first night of Hanukkah to be with his parents, and then he's going to go back to yeshiva that night. So where should he light? So what do you say? What do you say? I told him to light at home. Why? Because, first of all, it's home. It's not like a strange place. This is where you live. This is where you live. You have to be yeshiva, this is where you live. A. B, keep it of A. Meaning if there's two elements here and there's two options that are possible, your parents are going to want you to light with them. That would give them nachas. That would give them, make them feel good. So if that's an option, I would say that's what should be done in that case. He can light at home. He's going to eat something at home. Good. Tafrei Shayin Ches, Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos. You know, if in a situation where you can only have one, Ner Shabbos wins because of Shalom Bayis. Again, what difference does it make? Just light the candle. Count for both. It can't count for both because Ner Shabbos, you have a chiyuv to get Hanukkah from. Ner Chanukah is usur to get Hanukkah from. So you can't just use it for both. It's one or the other. So that's why Ner Shabbos wins. Ner Shabbos wins. Because of Shalom Bayis. Good. Tafresh Ayin Tes. Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, of course, we have to light before Shkia. Yeah.
What is it about Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah? According to nowadays, would I be passing that way? Because of the mute opinion that...
But even so, Ner Shabbos, they can use electric lights. But again, the Shmir Shabbos, I think, quotes from Shlomo Zalman that... You know, lechatchila, there are many people going to say, what should you do with Ner Shabbos? Turn off the lights first, turn on the lights, l'shem, the candles also. But Shlomo Zalman says, Shabbos candles today have a different nature. It brings an aura. And that's the Shalom Bayis. You go into a fancy restaurant, there are candles lit. Right? You walk into a home on Friday night, there are lights on. Oh, we cover Shabbos. Nobody said, no. It's the candles add an ambiance. That's the word.
But that ambiance would win.
I think so. I think they would still win. That ambiance for the Shalom Bayis. First of all, it's also the women's mitzvah. You can say, I'm going to light Hanukkah candles, you know, over your Shabbos candles. That's not going to happen. I mean, that would be, I don't think that would be good for Shalom Bayis. So I would say even so. There is a lachadchila, though, very lamaisa. There is a lachadchila to David Mincha Gedola this Friday. Right, to daven mincha before Hanukkah candles, because lighting Hanukkah candles, that means it's like doing. We have to light now, but it's like Shabbat. And you daven mincha, which is Friday. So if you missed it, I wouldn't say daven biyachidus for that lechadchila. But if you can, many shuls have a mincha gedola this Friday for that reason, dafka for that reason, so you can daven mincha before Hanukkah candles. So it's not a tarti a desasri in shul. On Friday night, obviously, after Lachos Neiros, Chanukah early, before. Motzi Shabbos is a major discussion. The Rama says, Motzi Shabbos, what do you do? The Rama says that Ner Chanukah before Havdalah. Before Havdalah. And that's not what the Taz and other Achronim say, and most Achronim argue on this Rama. In Shul, you can do Chanukah candles before, you know, if you make Havdalah in Shul. Because I already said Atochan Antanu. But at home, the minhag is to first make Havdalah and then light Chanukah candles. That's the minhag in most houses. What else do we have at Chanukah? We have Hallel every day. We have Alanisim. If one forgets Alanisim, one does not repeat. The Chassam Sofer writes in a Shuvah, even though everything about Chanukah is Drabanan, everything is about Drabanan, if we ignore Chanukah totally, we're being Mevatel a Mitzvah Daraisa of Hallel V'Hodah. Meaning, every detail is Drabanan, fine, but when you're Mekayim, when you fulfill everything, and we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, it's a Kiyam Daraisa, of recognizing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, and therefore we have to make sure that we recognize it. The Shabbos is doesn't come up. Every couple of years, we have the longest benching ever, as we know. Ritzei, Yal V'Yavo, and Al Hanisim. Let's tell you a great story. I always mention this. There was a Rav in Atlanta, right? Rabbi Feldman, who has a couple of great books out. So in one of his books, he talks about Mrs. Cooperman. Do you know her?
No, you've heard the story.
Mrs. Cooperman was a woman in the book, I don't know who she is, that she used to come to shul and she wasn't that learned, but she used to come and just daven the straight from the sitter. She said everything. Like everything, every Shabbos. She just read the sitter straight. Like Zachrinu L'chaim and Yalav Yava, everything. And Rabbi Feldman used to tell her, what are you doing? It's not Shabbos, it's not Tisha B'Av, it's not... God will figure it out. He'll put it all where it's supposed to be. I'm just... So he said that in their family, they used to call Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Mrs. Cooperman Shabbos, because you say everything. You say Ritzei and Yal V'Yavo. So every couple of years, so in our family, we say like it's Ritzei Yal V'Yavo, like oh, it's almost Mrs. Cooperman. You know, it's like so. Anyway, but that's the Hallel, Ritzei Yal V'Yavo and Alanisim. So that takes us through and the laning of Chanukah. We know is the Nisim. Good. Any other questions? The questions, anything that we didn't touch on, what my cases that come up. Anything else, feel free during Chanukah to WhatsApp, but you should be zochet to gain the message of Chanukah. This was the halacha. Hopefully we'll have some other shiurim later in the week relating to the machshava and the messages of Chanukah as well. Okay, we'll stop here.